7654321.
You'll never have the sacred stone.
Oh, this you crazy mother.
Hello, monkeys. Monkey Dan here. Welcome to this week's episode. And before we dive in deep, just wanted to share a few things with you guys I thought you might find interesting. So the first is I did an interview on the Adventure Sports podcast. It posted this past Friday. Mason is the guy that hosts the show. He's awesome. He's a wild man. He's done all kinds of crazy adventures riding his bike all over the country. So on that episode, I kind of shared the backstory of Monkey, our early influences, and just kind of how we got to where we are today. So if you're interested in that, have a listen. And you should also check out Adventure Sports Podcast. If you go to their website, they're giving away a scholarship, an adventure scholarship, an adventure grant. So it has to take place in 2019. But basically, they're giving away money to fund your adventure. So if you've got something in mind, apply. And there's actually the company that's sponsoring it is a non-alcoholic craft beer company. Kind of interesting. So check them out if you need your venture funded or subsidized. It's worthwhile. Secondly, I think most of you probably know this, but we just released an app update a few weeks back. So if you haven't updated your Monkey app on your phone, do that immediately. It's got a ton of new features. There's a movement library, a history. You can favorite workouts. There's some new programs, some new categories, all kinds of good stuff. So check it out. And if you have ideas for other things you'd like to see, send us a note. We're always taking your feedback to make Monkey better or make monkeying better. And lastly is we had for the Pocket Monkey Kickstarter, we also released something called the IsoCore. And I've been using this thing a ton recently. And I love it. It's really based on this rotational and isometric exercise. You know, a lot of stuff you do, especially like if you're coming from a gym background, it's very kind of north-south, very linear patterns. We're typically just in your quote-unquote like standard fitness training. You're kind of doing things in this very front-back fashion. You don't do a lot of twisting. So IsoCore, I have it set up at the Monkey office. I take breaks all the time throughout the day and just do these simple rotational exercises, but I really feel it in my core. And it's honestly been making my back feel awesome. So the spine, it's meant to be twisted. It's meant to rotate. We get stiff. And then when we twist, that's how we tweak it. But the spine really is, it's meant to rotate. So if you haven't checked it out, check out the IsoCore. It's on the monkey.co website, monkii.co. Check it out. And if you have Pocket Monkey or Monkey Bars 2, it clips right in and is a great addition to kind of this base monkey training. So that's it for now. Stoked to hear you guys' thoughts on this episode. And thanks for tuning in. Here we go. Hello, monkeys, and welcome to the Live Wild or Die podcast. I'm your host, Monkey Dan. And for this week's episode, I want to talk about a dedication to saying no. And this was inspired this past week. We had two conversations as the Monkey Elders. So every Wednesday, the three of us, we meet, we just talk more about kind of business and logistical issues. And it's very kind of administrative focused. But the first Tuesday of every month, we do this creative brainstorm. It's so much fun. It's a totally open table, anything's possible conversation. And we really tend to come out with these great insights. And this past week, what we really concluded over the 2 days was as a company and as a team, we need to have this new dedication to saying no. And really what this is going to lead to is focusing on the monkey principles. And really, it's going to lead to just a better product overall as a brand, our physical products that we deliver, our training. It's going to serve the monkey community much better than if we're trying to just chase every little opportunity, every little shiny object, every little shiny object that comes into our periphery. And, you know, we're constantly getting bombarded with pitches for partnerships, and way more often these things are, they're just distractions, whether it's a retailer that's interested in selling our products or another company that wants to do some sort of partnership. It's not to say that for some businesses, those things are valuable and they do work, but for us monkeys, just where we are as a business and as a brand, it's really, they haven't been effective. And to be honest, all those things have been just more of a distraction than anything. And as we started talking about, you know, this concept and this principle of a dedication to saying no, someone that really popped in my mind was a guy named Derek Sivers. He had a company called CD Baby that he eventually sold for like $20 million or something like that. And, you know, he built the company from the ground up, and he does have a very different approach to just kind of business and life in general. And he's very also open-minded in the sense of there's, you know, a million different ways to run a business, to live your life, all these things. But he's also very good at just laying out these perspectives that might not be the first thing that come to your mind, or they might not be the way that quote unquote everyone else does it. So he wrote an article this past December that I thought really related to this concept of a dedication to saying no, and I wanted to share it with the monkey family. So the article is called Subtract, and his website is Sivers, Sivers.org. Sivers.org. So Subtract. I'm just going to kind of go over some highlights. Pretty short article. So life can be improved by adding or by subtracting. The world pushes us to add because that benefits them. But the secret is to focus on subtracting. And he goes on to say, the least successful people I know run in conflicting directions, drawn to distractions, say yes to almost everything, and are chained to emotional obstacles. And just to kind of reflect on that real quick. So again, just as we're going through the day-to-day monkey business, you get an email from someone or a call or whatever saying, hey, you want to do this thing? And I tend to totally get drawn by these. It's an emotional response. I feel it's FOMO. It's fear of missing out. I feel like if I don't say yes, then I'm going to be losing money or missing out on this opportunity that's going to be able to grow the business and the brand. But you know, to be honest, there's been I can't even think of one off the top of my head that's really been this game-changing yes statement. So oftentimes I think honestly, the best thing would be if I just got rid of email altogether and just focused on creating awesome monkey content all day long, life would be much better. But it's really, I think at the end of the day, it's this emotional response and it's that fear of missing out. So Derek goes on to say, the most successful people I know have a narrow focus. They protect against time wasters, say no to almost everything, and have let go of old limiting beliefs. So reflect upon that. It's basically, again, it's that dedication to saying no, and it's that open-mindedness of, I guess I don't want to say with the dedication to saying no, you never change and you never pursue a new opportunity, but it's, you're very, very selective while also remaining open-minded. And he finishes the article by saying, more people die from eating too much than eating too little. Most of us have too much baggage, too many commitments, and too many priorities. Subtracting reminds me that what I need to change is something already here, not out there. And I just, that last line, I think is so applicable. It's so applicable to the monkey business, but also just life and your own personal business or work, whatever that may be. I think the tendency is always additive, to add a new thing, a new process, a new employee, whatever it may be, when maybe we just need to remove something from what we already have to find the efficiency or the outcome that we're looking for. And I know for us monkeys, you know, if we just keep focusing on what's already working, like I said before, we're ultimately going to serve the monkey family better. I think we have these core values, these core beliefs, this wildness that seems to be attracting people. I think we just need to remain focused on that. Obviously, evolve as necessary. But I think trying to add too much, especially right now, we're a small team, it's going to lead to ultimately just less success, I think. And I like to think about as well, how does this principle of the dedication to saying no, how does that apply to your personal life and specifically my personal life? And another way to think about it is when making decisions or deciding if you're going to do something, this is another Sivers comment, but is it a hell yes or a no? And so if it's not a hell yes, then more likely than not, it's probably going to be a no. So those decisions where you're kind of on the fence, to me, that's not a hell yes. So more than likely, it might be a no. So it's a framework and a process to have, a toolkit to have in your mind when you're making decisions. And again, this is what we've used for business, but as I was thinking about it, I think it applies quite a bit to your personal life and my personal life. So I know there's times where I'll get asked to do certain things by friends or acquaintances, and I'm kind of on the fence. And I oftentimes think will say yes almost to please that person, but I'm really trying to, going forward, especially with a 7-month-old, an awesome wife, a cool dog named Doug, I think the more stuff I say no to, the more benefit my core family's going to get. So something to think about. And so I think if you can say no to more and focus on your more personal essentials, you can radically improve your life. So you're going to have less stress. You're going to be more focused. And like I was saying, you're going to have better relationships with what you already have versus trying to add on more stuff. And I think for relationships in particular, I've been listening to a few different podcasts recently, but there was one where they talked about for relationships, basically, is there this mutual reciprocity? So I know there are certain people that I hang out with, and afterwards I'm kind of like, why? I didn't hate it, but I didn't love it. And I feel like I'm getting talked at the whole time, or there's just not like this mutual reciprocity in the relationship. So good question to be is, how do you feel after spending time with that person? Maybe, again, I'm not trying to encourage you to be like a loner or not say yes to anything, but I think it's making sure you have these healthy relationships and you're making healthy yes decisions and a lot of no decisions. And beyond relationships and business, I think the concept and principle, more, I guess it's really a principle versus a concept, but the dedication to saying no, that applies to training as well. So I used to personal train a lot. I used to do, I coached CrossFit, big groups, all these things. And with the internet now, especially, there's so many distractions from a fitness perspective, a new training program, a new workout technique, a new supplement, a new diet, whatever it is. So there's so many distractions that I think people tend to get pulled away from the basics and the essentials. And whatever training program you're doing, you really need to give that program enough time to be effectively tested to see if it works or if it doesn't work. So if you're constantly changing every week a new program or whatever, diet, using whatever it may be, if you're constantly changing that, you're never going to get an effective analysis of was that program working or was it not. So I was listening to this podcast recently, and I can't remember where it was or who the trainer was, but what I remember was for a training program to work, you need to give it at least 6 months. And so that was really interesting to me because, a lot of programs, there'll be a 12-week phase or 30-day fat blasting program, where 6 months, that's, 6 times 30 days, that's 180 days. It's quite a bit of time. So I think most people don't give their training enough time, or they're just constantly jumping between protocols that you never get a really true result on how something was working for you. So don't jump from program to program, or more often than not, from fad to fad, and really just give yourself enough time to get a valid result from that program. So thanks for tuning in to this episode and exploring the topic of a dedication to saying no. I know for me personally, I've just incrementally been, very recently, honestly, but I've been incrementally just saying no to more, and I can already see just results. And it's really like this weight lifted off me in a way where, again, the point Derek Sivers was making is we always want to add things on to try and get where we want to be, whereas maybe if you just subtract stuff, you're going to have more time, you're less stressed, and you can just, you have a clear mind to focus on those essential things that are going to get you to where you want to be. So if you have some ideas of where you might be able to say no, please leave some comments below. If you're enjoying these podcasts, please rate, give us a rating, a 5-star rating, if you don't mind, in the iTunes store. And if you're listening on YouTube, or if you want to leave comments, you can go on YouTube and leave comments underneath this episode. And you can also send an email to info@monkey.co, monkii.co, if you have questions or if there's a topic you'd like us to explore on the Live Wild or Die podcast. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. Stay wild and monkey on.